American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Donald Trump's nominee for Education Secretary Linda McMahon, sitting for a confirmation hearing today before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. During his opening remarks, Chair Bill Cassidy says parents need to be empowered to make choices in their children's education.
This includes increasing access to school choice, perhaps also called parental choice, so families can give their child every opportunity to succeed in the classroom and beyond. With President Trump in the office and Ms. McMahon's leadership, we have a real opportunity to accomplish this.
Democrats have argued that that will lead to defunding public schools and worse outcomes for poor and special needs students. This hearing comes amid calls from the president to shut down the Department of Education, which would require an act of Congress. Today, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum urged Google to reconsider its decision to rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America for U.S. users, adding the country could file a civil suit against the firm if necessary. Google changed the name for U.S. users of Google Maps to reflect the decision by President Donald Trump to rename the Gulf of Mexico. Sheinbaum has repeatedly complained about the change. In a post on X, Democrat Minnesota Senator Tina Smith says she will not run for re-election in 2026. She says the job has been the honor of a lifetime. She also said, quote, "For the rest of my term, I'll work as hard as I can for Minnesotans and our country." Vice President J.D. Vance just told the world that the U.S. will be taking the lead in developing and managing artificial intelligence. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
The world gathered in Paris this week to chart the future of artificial intelligence. 60 nations signed on to a declaration that pledged to make AI accessible, transparent, secure, and trustworthy. The U.S. and Great Britain declined to add their names to the list. Vice President J.D. Vance addressed the conference in the spacious glass-domed Grand Palais and said the agreement will lead to censorship and a strangling of advances in the field.
The Trump administration is troubled by reports that some foreign governments are considering tightening the screws on U.S. tech companies with international footprints.
President Trump signed an executive order last month to deregulate and spur U.S. innovation in AI.
Now, with the president's recent executive order on AI, we're developing an AI action plan that avoids an overly precautionary regulatory regime while ensuring that all Americans benefit from the technology and its transformative potential.
Vance says AI will be just as transformative as the industrial and computer revolutions.
Now, at this moment, we face the extraordinary prospect of a new industrial revolution, one on par with the invention of the steam engine or Bessemer steel. But it will never come to pass if overregulation deters innovators from taking the risks necessary to advance the ball.
He says the prize will go to the bold and innovative, and the U.S. is poised to lead the way.
The AI future is not going to be won by hand-wringing about safety. It will be won by building, from reliable power plants to the manufacturing facilities that can produce the chips of the future.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
There's been a lot of buzz about religious-affiliated organizations aiding illegal immigration and human trafficking. President Trump last week issued a memo that directs officials to examine the funding given to non-governmental organizations. Leif LaMahieu of The Daily Wire stopped by Jenna Ellis in the morning. He said it's shocking what the U.S. has been funding.
The Department of Homeland Security under President Joe Biden was funding a group called the Los Angeles-based Coalition for Human Immigrant Rights, and that group, which its purpose was to dismantle the U.S. immigration enforcement system, and they were set to receive $1.2 million in federal dollars. But thankfully, last month, actually, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced that they were pausing all grants to these NGOs due to some of these activities like that.
He went on to say that in New York, law enforcement cannot check the identity of illegal aliens, but in Tennessee, law enforcement can report them. That's all our time for now. Find more news online at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.